I was in on the inside of some of these decisions. Let me, first of all, Jill Stein had no inclination on earth to recount this election, right? It wasn't her idea. She was contacted, and you'll see some of this in news reports of this. You know, John Boniface, who worked as a Green attorney in 2004, winner of a Genius Award, who had been involved in elections. And again, Professor Hartman there at the University of Michigan, and a variety of social scientists who were real obsessed with the numbers. Mm-hmm. And their target was Hillary Clinton. Jill Stein was Plan B.
Oh, I see.
And when Jill Stein was approached, she wasn't overly, she hadn't really, you know, studied the problem in any depth. Mm-hmm. But there was, you know, a variety of people that were concerned about the red flags in the exit polls and thought states that close, particularly Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania, needed to be looked into mm-hmm. if we're to have faith in our voting system. So, I mean, it took her a while to come around. It wasn't something she wanted to do, was looking forward. I mean, coming out of the campaign, right, at the end, she had pneumonia. It's on the record. You know, she'd been in the hospital. Mm-hmm. She wasn't looking for this fight. And to tell you the truth, I mean, there was a question of who actually would give money to this, right? I mean,
right.
You know, a few of us that were involved with this were just as stunned as anybody about the money coming in.
Right.
We knew we couldn't be enriched off it. We knew that it couldn't really go in to build the party. The only thing you could do is recount it. And I think after Jill looked at a variety of social science data from different groups of election integrity activists and scholars, that's when she decided to do it. She, I would say, was not the first choice. I think, and I know people had contacted Podesta and the DNC. I know people were, you know, reaching out repeatedly, the mm-hmm. same group, to the Clinton campaign. So Jill was brought in, and I think at first reluctantly, once she realized there was red flags, she was willing to proceed because we have a non-transparent vote. The United States, in my opinion, does not have a functioning democracy as long as they allow these private companies to secretly program the computers.